गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु देवो, गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वर, गुरु साक्षात परब्रह्म तत्स्मै श्री गुरु वे नमः। I, Vibhuti Ojha, from the state of Rajasthan, offer my most loving salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. I extend each one of you a hearty welcome to this third session of the first day of the fourth benediction ceremony and the seventh Sri Sathya Sai alumni meet of Group 3 students. We have just heard the Veda chanting from the alumni from the state of Kerala. Veda chanting has indeed stimulated our body cells. Going with the program ahead, I now call upon Brother Atreya Raghavan from the state of Maharashtra to give his views on the theme of convention.
My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. I have been attending Bal Vikas classes since the age of 5, and today, as I stand before you, after having completed 9 years of the Bal Vikas program, I can safely say that as I journey forward, the values that I learnt in Bal Vikas are the guiding principles of my life. The Bal Vikas course is based on two principles, the existence of God and the divinity in man. The ultimate aim of Bal Vikas is to let the child realize that divinity dwells within him. Children are pure at heart and innocent in mind. When values are sown in such a heart, the harvest is a strong and robust character and a vibrant personality. As Swami says, the end of education is character and the end of knowledge is love. The most important art that I learnt in Bal Vikas is to cultivate love for God, Daivya Preeti, the stories, prayers, role plays and visualization techniques that I did in class. All helps me relate to him on a very personal level. This God did not only live in the temple, he lived in my home. He came to my aid when I begged him to get me out of tight corners. In some time, I began to trust him, and slowly he became my best friend. A friend in whose presence I felt secure and confident always. Pleasing this God friend has become a very important part of my life. The logic here is simple. If Swami is the number one priority in my life, then I shall be his number one priority. I pray every day because through prayer I show him I care. I do seva activities because Swami says, service to man is service to God, and I believe doing seva makes Swami happy. My aim in life is to be a man without being an animal, compassionate, caring and sensitive to the challenges facing this world. One that Swami would be proud of and say, he is my Bal Vikas student. Jai Sai Ram.
That was indeed a motivational one. I now invite Sister Revathi Jaisingh from the state of Kerala to share her views on the topic Marching Forward with Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas.
Susmi satatam smarami satatam. Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our dearest and ever-loving Swami. As I stand before you today, I am overcome with a wave of love and warmth, the warmth of being home. We are here because of Bal Vikas today. And as we all march together as part of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, we have all been embraced for life. Swami opens our spiritual eyes and equips us to embark on our journey with Sai by our side. Imagine being loved more than you can ever imagine. And Swami opens the door to spirituality, especially to the little ones, telling them about the Hriday Nivasi, who dwells in the depths of their heart, he who is the breath of our soul. I recall something my Bal Vikas guru once told me. Your problem is Swami's problem. And I shall narrate an incident where Swami showed me with full conviction how my problems were Swami's problems. I am sure many of you can relate if I say I get very anxious before an examination, especially the ones that determine your future. So after my undergraduation in dentistry, there came an examination for master's in dental surgery, which is the MDS exam. I decided to take a year out to prepare for it. And at the end of the year, when the results came, I came close, but just not close enough. I was disappointed, but consoled myself saying, this is Swami's will. Swami will give me the strength. One morning as I was praying to him, I heard this non-stop command from within telling me, study again, I will give you MDS. I wondered, is this my mind playing tricks with me? But then the commands were persistent till I was fully convinced that I had to take another year out. Swami wanted me to take another year out. So at the end of the year, the All India results came. I eagerly looked at the rank list, but I was shocked. I was nowhere in that rank list. But then there were some more results to come. Finally, I got a call for a counseling. But then it was followed by a challenge. Love my uncertainty, Swami says. The counseling date was the same day as that of my sister's wedding. A choice had to be made. So with my sister's blessings, I attended the counseling. The ranks were called one after the other. The MDS seats were getting filled. And the last seat was filled by the rank just before mine. I was devastated. I asked Swami, Swami, do you want me to study all over again to give me that seat you promised? And I ended up getting a diploma. 2 months into the course, I get an unexpected call from the office asking me if I was interested in an MDS seat in pediatric dentistry. I was surprised. Why would there be a vacant seat for a sought-after stream? And then it dawned on me, who else but Swami will reserve a seat for 2 months? And then Swami fulfills my dream. Swami makes the impossible possible. Dear brothers and sisters, we must realize that with the greatest power of the universe by our side, we have no room for fear. Swami gives us wings on our feet to fly back up even if we fall down. Swami protects us like the eyelid protects the eye. Swami says, prayer is man's only strength and God's only weakness. I shall narrate an incident where Swami showed me how to use music as a bridge unto him. As a child, I had a very hoarse voice, so much so that I could not hit any high-pitched notes, and there were several embarrassing situations on that count. And at one point, I was suffering from chronic bronchitis and I could not sing for an entire year. And on our next trip to Parthi, my mother gave Swami a letter praying to him to please take care of my music. And on our return, I got a chance to sing a bhajan. Unfortunately, I started off the bhajan at a pitch way higher than normal and mentally prepared for the embarrassment that would soon follow. But, much to my surprise as well as the others around me, all the lines were sung at the right notes, and henceforth, singing at a higher pitch seemed effortless. Swami gave me a new voice, so much so that I realized that the voice leaves my throat moments before I begin to sing, which is a reminder that Swami is the one who sings through these vocal cords. Every breath we take in life, every step we take in life, is only because of Swami's divine will and infinite love. So we as Balvika students should be the shining beacons that spread the message of Swami's life, the message of love, the saga of Sai. So we pray to you, Swami, to please bless all the Balvika's children and alumni to be those shining beacons for the welfare of the universe, of mankind, and of all forms of life. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Jai Sai Ram.
It will be my honor to invite our respectful and dynamic All India President Nimishankal to share his visionary words with us and a few words about the Psychological Research Survey for Balvikas.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the Divine Lotus Feet of our most beloved Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, on behalf of all present here today, I invoke his blessings upon all the children of the world today, all those young tiny tots who are going to step into this new world, the next millennium, full of challenges, and for all of them, for their happiness and their peace, there is only one solace, and that is the divine love and grace of our most beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I pray to Bhagwan that he showers it profusely upon entire mankind. Dear brothers and sisters, my young friends from the Balvikas movement and the alumni who are present here today, my regards and love to all the children, the alumni and the Balvika students, the EHV students as it happens in different parts of the world, all of them who may be watching this telecast live, our regards to all of them. I cannot begin otherwise then but to salute the entire community of Balvika's gurus, not only in India but throughout the world, who have been incessantly, with a great amount of sacrifice, for the last 50 years, churning out young men and women throughout the world. My salutations to those parents who have taken the courage and the sacrifice in the face of all modernity to send their children to the Balvikas classes diligently every week, every year, for 9 continuous years through several decades. My salutations to all those parents. This is an important landmark in the transformation of man today. The world is at a crossroads. The world, science and spirituality are at crossroads today, and understanding the real essence of life has become a challenge. In this world, we are now leaving tender minds and tender children without any help, without any training. This was a need that was felt by Bhagwan Baba many, many years ago, when he decided that the first activity of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization has to be the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. I remember It was way back 50 years ago when Bhagwan had chosen Srimati Sarala Shah and few other ladies in Karnataka, in Chennai, and told them, it's a simple thing. To change the world, it only requires unconditional love. And this unconditional love can be given by our sisters who are mothers, young sisters who are sisters, who can help to just garner young children together, tell them stories, tell them shlokas, and so as simple as that, the Balvikas movement started. Bhagwan showed to the world that to transform with good and correct education, you don't need institutions, you don't need mega technological stuff, but what you need is people, young and dedicated and experienced gurus who teach children out of their own experience and are able to give unconditional love. It is this movement, brothers and sisters, that has gone past the Golden Jubilee this year. I remember one saying, Bhagwan used to say, that on the spirituality domain and on the path of spirituality, there have to be landmarks and there have to be indicators that you are on the right path. And very nicely is to indicate that when you leave Bangalore and you want to come to Puttaparthi, you must have Chikbalapur in the center. Because if you don't touch Chikbalapur, then you know that you're on the wrong path. But if you touch Chikbalapur, then you know that you're on the right path. Like that, in spirituality, the first step that man must understand is humility. The first step that man must understand that the power of doership is with God and not with man. And the next step is the ability to give unconditional love. And that leads to sacrifice. So, on the theme of the Balvikas program today, marching forward with Balvikas is something we're so sure that on this path, nobody can go wrong. Whoever embarks upon this path will reach the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And what is this path? This path is a man-making path. This path is a God-making path. Because Bhagwan used to always say that I am not God alone. You also are God. And this high valuation of man, if we can teach our children at this young, tender age, when they believe they can stand with the hands across in the beautiful form of Swami Vivekananda, which we are going to see in a short time. I remember small children in the drama standing so beautifully, acting as Vivekananda, crossing his arm and standing like this, or somebody acting as Vithoba, somebody acting as Krishna, and various characters that we have played all over the years are embodiments of the achievement that the child is going to reach when he comes. Today, we've been hearing so many experiences of so many young men and women, the alumni of the Sri Sat Sai Balvikas, great characters. These are the heroes that Bhagwan has created for society tomorrow. And this is a part of the army of white that Bhagwan spoke many, many years ago when he was indicating to his university students. But Bhagwan only, even the Balvikas, because I remember many times Swami used to identify a young child somewhere from nowhere and he used to say, he's my student. And people used to wonder, what does he mean by my student? And it used to turn out that that boy or that girl had gone to a Balvikas class in her or his childhood. That was the attention Bhagwan gave. Memory goes back to the years when so many programs happened before the Divine Master. When children used to come, Swami's attention used to be the utmost. Swami's focus used to be on the children. I remember days when Swami used to be anticipating the arrival of children, standing in the portico, asking the gurus in advance, when are they coming, how are they coming, what are they going to do, what is the drama, what is the theme, what's the kind of excitement, the childlike excitement that Bhagwan is to indicate. He has many times in many discourses indicated to gurus that we have got so many children in the Balvikas, but don't be happy. This task has not ended. It has just begun. Because the dream of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba, the sankalp of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba is that in the short time from now onwards, the entire community of young children throughout the world must be a part of the Balvikas movement. And that is the goal that all of us have to achieve in the years to come. And this is not a utopia. This will happen because it is Bhagwan Sankalp, and Bhagwan Sankalp can never go wrong. Only thing is that all the children who have gone by through the program, all the gurus, all the parents have now to ensure that this fragrance of Balvikas spreads in every corner of society. The Satya Sai organization internationally and nationally will have to endeavor. Every state president, every leader of the Sai organization will have to endeavor that he or she exercises the utmost sacrifice and spreads out in society and makes it the topmost priority of his or her life to ensure that the Bal Vikas movement spreads in every nook and corner of every city, every town, every village. Brothers and sisters, this is the only salvation for mankind. Because for man in today's world, he has to be self-confident, as my young brother mentioned. Because self-confidence is the first step to self-realization. And this self-confidence comes from only one exercise, from one ability, from one skill. And that skill is to see and ensure that you always win the war between the mind and the conscience. The war between desire and the prompting of the conscience. The ability to win this is really determining the happiness and sorrow of man. The ability to win this determines the entire spectrum of happiness and peace in the world. And I tell you that the only education that can help every child in the world, irrespective of his color, caste, creed and religion, to achieve this skill of mastering the mind and following the conscience is possible only in the education given by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, and nobody else has an idea as to how to do this at all in the world. Today, we have more than 350,000 children in the Bal Vikas movement in India. And I'm sure there are many lakhs all over the country, all over the different parts of the world in different countries. We have more than 26,000 gurus who are day and week after week carrying on this mission. And as I said, Bhagwan will bless all the sisters and brothers who are involved in this movement. Because in my legal language, we have a document which we call the power of attorney, or the authority that somebody gives to somebody. Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba has not given his authority to anybody else to transform anybody in the world. But there is only one community of people whom Bhagwan has given his personal authority to transform people, and that is the Bal Vikas Gurus of the entire organization, who have the capacity to change the destiny of man and destiny of children. These figures which I mentioned of a few lakh children and a few thousand centers and a few thousand gurus is not at all something that we have to be proud about. I remember just reading a passage of Bhagwan's discourse that he wants that this should spread throughout the length and breadth. Bhagwan is to say that if our children are in a good environment and the surrounding environment is not good, it is not fair. We need to help to use our children. And our children can change the world. Our children can show the other children what it means to be self-confident. Because self-confident is only a word that the society uses, but nobody knows, nobody has the leaders and the role models of what self-confidence be. I want to mention one of the alumni who's here with us today. He's going to be speaking tomorrow, so I don't want to disclose the beauty of his introduction. But the young man is from West Bengal, and I met him at the auditions which were happening some time back. And very humbly, he was being sort of put through a grind of what he's going to speak and how he's going to speak. He was correcting and writing notes like a young child in the class. And suddenly, I just happened to ask him, and somebody told me, sir, what are you doing right now in your life? He turned down and told me that he was the Joint Commissioner of Excise in the state of West Bengal, a position of great authority, and the man was sitting there writing notes like a young Bal Vikas child. This is the humility that Bal Vikas teaches mankind and the people around them. Today and tomorrow, many of these similar young men and women are going to be awarded excellence, the certification of excellence by the Bengal. But there are many, many unsung heroes. I want to tell you one more story of a young man. I remember him coming to a Bal Vikas class, very shy, very, very sort of diffident in life. And today, after some years, I find that the young man has become tall. He's more than 6 feet. He has a chest which can hide my entire body behind his broad chest. He's learned to be a pilot. But for the last 7 to 8 years, this man, young boy, he's not able to get his option or the ability or the sort of chance to become a pilot and fly. Because it has been told that to become a pilot, you need to bribe a lot of money to get your ultimate posting as a pilot. And this young boy had determined that I will not bribe because my father's money is well-earned money. If Bhagwan has to get, I rather trust Bhagwan rather than the power of money to become a pilot. A long wait of 7 to 8 years. in which time any other young man or woman would have been frustrated and gone the wrong path, would have been lost to society. But this young man went on singing bhajans, focusing his time, reading and waiting for that moment of Bhagavan would bless him. He became an expert bhajan singer. He became a great youth leader. So many achievements on the path of waiting. And ultimately Bhagavan granted him this wish. In a few months' time, I understand he's going to fly. But this is the hallmark of a Balvika student who will wait patience with great conviction and faith in Bhagavan, then unsure that he will follow the path of righteousness but not diverge from him. This is the courage and conviction that Balvika creates in young men and women. Brothers and sisters, this is a golden day and a golden opportunity. A lovely day when I feel the presence of Bhagavan blessing each and every young woman and young boy who has come here on the movement of Bhagavan Shri Sat Sai Baba. And as always, we know that he is going to be inside. But one thing we must remember, that this Bhagavan Shri Sat Sai Baba is the voice of conscience in each one of us. To increase this volume of the voice of conscience is the whole saga of Balvika's teaching, the whole saga of education. The more you hear him from inside, the more you put his promptings into action, the more self-confident you are. The more self-confident you are, the more loving you become. The more loving you become, the more naturally you sacrifice, and the more naturally you sacrifice, the more easily you reach the divine lotus feet is a thing. This year, we are going to focus as an organization on Balvika's expansion in a big way, and I seek the support of all the parents, all the teachers, and all the young men and women who are now alumni to come forward and do your role and pay your gratitude back to Bhagavan and ensure that we pick up every children, small children, wherever we see in the world, tell them a little story, tell them a little value, bring them closer to Bhagavan, and that will be the great contribution that we make to the divine mission. This year, we have embarked upon a very unique document that has been now ready with us, and that is the research on the impact of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas on children. This was done on a thesis being designed by an internationally recognized research document called the Rokia Research, and this document is ready. And I'm very, very happy to announce that the impact of this has been tremendous. And in the few words that the research team has put in the final document, it says very clearly that the study indicates that the Balvika's education definitely has the most positive impact in character development of children, not only on children, but on the parents. And they realize that even after passing Balvika's, the bonding between the alumni and the Balvika's guru is the strongest bond that can ever be related as far as familial relations are concerned. And they have opined that if this continues, then the era, the golden age of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, which is already there, will manifest in all our eyes, is what I now request that this document, which is the research document of Balvikas, be now released and placed at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. With these few words, I congratulate all the alumni all over the world. I congratulate the 4,000 odd children who are going to be receiving the certificates either in person or in absentia. And I congratulate them for having completed the 9 years of the Balvika's course. Jai Sai Ram. The Rokia research on Balvikas is now being presented at the Divine Lotus Feet by the National Balvikas Coordinating Team. I pray to Bhagavan to accept this and keep on guiding us as to what his view and his vision of the entire movement is for the next few years to come. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Uncle. Your words were worth a king's ransom for every single person present here. We now call upon Srimati Shashi Bala, National Deputy Balvikas Coordinator, to offer the compendium at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord and Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. May I request the All India President to release the compendium. I request our All India President Nimishankal to kindly release the compendium. A much-awaited moment in the lives of all those who have been a part of this rich cultural heritage, Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas, as it gives the returns to the efforts put by them throughout their Bal Vikas training sessions. It gives a sense of achievement and a sense of responsibility towards fulfilling Swami's mission and vision of Bal Vikas. Now it's time for the Achievement Awards. Now I call upon and I request Sri Dilip Singh, IAS officer from Manipur, to felicitate the alumni. I would also like to invite Sister Amrita and Aditi from the state of Odisha to introduce the awardees.
Sairam. First, I would like to call upon Sri Santosh Pidugu from the state of Bihar. He has worked with IBM India Private Limited as an Unix Administrator Project Head. He has been an active member of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization's Jamshedpur and a member of Phone a Friend, a Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning alumni initiative to uplift teaching standards of rural government schools. Thank you, sir. Now, I take the privilege to call upon Dr. T.S. Anurag from the state of Delhi, the senior research scientist at the Institute of Media Lab Asia, Section 25 company. He has actively participated in the Sai Seva Dal from the year 1995 to 2005 and is the office bearer of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization at Madhya Pradesh. Our next awardee this evening is Ms. Smriti Sri Chakravarti from the state of Assam. Ms. Chakravarti is an advocate by profession in Guwahati High Court. She has also been the executive editor of The Voice, the annual magazine published by the Guwahati High Court. She has played active roles in the samiti. I request the state coordinator to please receive the award. Now, I would like to call upon Srimati Prashanti Upadhyay from the state of Allahabad.
keen to take up a role under the Dynamic Law Forum, which will offer an early responsibility, a progressive career path, and the opportunity to maximize her potential. She was awarded as the gold medalist with the first division distinction in BBA LLB. She has published many law journals with the grace of Baba.
Now, I take the privilege to call upon Sri Jagannath Nadigar from the state of Karnataka. He is a diploma holder in journalism and the headmaster in Sri Satya Sai Vidya Niketan School, Devanagiri district. He has received the Best Student Award in the year 1992 in Bangalore from the divine hands of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to call upon Srimati Shri Priya Venkataraman from the state of Tamil Nadu. Srimati Shri Priya is a management professional, a senior manager at the Business Unit Advisor Operations from the European Sales Leadership Team, IBM India at Bangalore. She stood first at the state level in the third group examination and was lucky to receive the award from Baba when Baba visited Tamil Nadu.
Next awardee is Sri Amyaranjan Kanungo from the state of Odisha. He has successfully completed the 9 years of Bal Vikas course leading to diploma in Satya Sai Education. A dedicated Bal Vikas Guru, Sri Amya has shouldered a number of responsibilities as Samiti Spiritual Coordinator. He is also actively associated with Sri Satya Vidya Vahini program.
Now, I take the privilege to introduce Sri Gaurav Kumar from the state of Haryana. He is serving as an assistant professor at JMIT Radaur, Haryana. I request the state coordinator to collect the trophy.
I would like to call upon Sri Bharat Kumar Sajnani from the state of Gujarat. He is currently working with the Judicial Department as a judge in Vadodara, Gujarat. He is also the state coordinator of past Bal Vikas Students Gujarat and the trustee Prashanti Charitable Trust, Vadodara.
Now I would like to call upon Sister Manisha Devata from the state of Orissa. She came to the Divine Fold as a Bal Vikas student in the year 1980. Sister Manisha is serving as a dedicated Bal Vikas guru and a member of the Bal Vikas committee. I request Sri Ashok Hota to collect the trophy.
I take the privilege to call upon Sri S. Shyam Kumar from the state of Tamil Nadu. He is the Senior Technical Architect, HCL Technologies, Chennai. He has served as a Spiritual Coordinator and bhajan leader and has been the Valvikas Guru since 2007. He has delivered various talks at the Samiti level and district level events. Now I would like to call upon Srimati Pashumarti Sai Deepika from the state of Andhra Pradesh. Srimati Deepika is a Kuchipudi classical dancer by profession. She is the first girl who did her master's in Kuchipudi dance. She has done her master's degree in performing arts from the University of Hyderabad. Our next awardee is Shri K. Ganesh from the state of Andhra Pradesh. He is into seva activities of Shri Satya Sai Seva Organizations as an alumnus of Valvikas since 2002. He has, with the support of his brother, provided water for about 225 villages and has been an active member of the Swami Blessed Paderu Water Project. Thank you.
I now request our All India President Nimish Uncle to felicitate our guest of honor, Shri Dilip Singh. It is important to mention that Shri Dilip Singh is currently serving as Commissioner for Youth Affairs and Sports, Art and Culture, Government of Manipur. He has also held a number of varied assignments ranging from district administration, finance, banking, tourism, science and technology, education, etc. He joined the Manipur Civil Services in 1985 and later nominated to Indian Administrative Service. Now it's time for the cultural event of the day. I request Sister Vaijayanti from the state of Delhi to introduce the drama Swami Vivekanand, the Patriot Saint of India.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, the great patriot saint of India, Swami Vivekananda, requires no introduction. In this offering presented by the students of Sri Satya Sai Valvikas, Delhi NCR, a humble attempt is made to give a tiny glimpse of the inspiring life of this spiritual giant. This play highlights a few of the significant interactions that took place between Swami Vivekananda and his beloved Gurudev, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. This unique association resulted in the transformation of the young and skeptical seeker Narendranath Datta into the spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. In 1893, at the Parliament of World Religions held in the United States of America, he elevated the status of his beloved motherland to that of a spiritual guide and guru for the rest of the world. The drama ends with his inspiring message to his countrymen in general and to the youth in particular on his return from foreign shores. Throughout his life, Swami Vivekananda inspired people across the globe by propagating practical Vedanta. Swami Vivekananda laid great emphasis on services to the needy, education, character building, patriotism, and on the unity of faiths. Bhagwan Baba has said the following about Swami Vivekananda. Narendra tried his best to control his thoughts when he was a youth. When he finally succeeded, he acquired a pure heart. So now, dear elders, brothers and sisters, let us all watch Swami Vivekananda, the patriot saint of India. Jai Sai Ram.
अपने बच्चों को भूखा प्यासा तड़पता कैसे देख सकती है। ये आंसू पोंछते माँ पोंछते, पर तूने ही तो कहा था नरेन आएगा, वो ही करेगा तेरा काम। कब आएगा माँ कब?
ठाकुर कोई आपसे मिलने आया है।
अरे नरेन, ऐसे कैसे रे तू? हाय हाय हाय, इधी के आए। ईशो ईशो अबा, आओ इधर आओ आओ। अरे कब से तेरी राह देख रहा हूँ, हाँ तेरी आवाज सुनने को तरस गया मेरे।
मैं तो आपसे कभी मिला नहीं।
अरे माँ के दरबार में आया है ना, माँ को तेरा तेरा वो गीत बहुत अच्छा लगता है, मुझे तू अक्सर गाता है ना, प्रेम बिना बिरज नहीं।
इनको मेरे बारे में इतना कुछ मालूम कैसे?
अरे कान अरे
जी जी,
चुप क्यों हो गया नरेन?
मैं समझा आप मुझे चुप।
अरे नहीं रे, मैं तो माँ का धन्यवाद कर रहा था कि तुझे यहाँ बुलाया। कितने दिनों के बाद आया है, मैं तो तेरी प्रतीक्षा में आंखें बिछाए बैठा था, तुझे पता ही नहीं चला। हाँ, इतना निष्ठुर कैसे हो गया है रे? आ, आ, इधर आ, इधर आ। तुझे तुझे कुछ देना चाहता हूँ, वो सब कुछ जो मेरे पास है उसे देना चाहता हूँ, जो उचित पात्र है, जो समझ सके, ग्रहण कर सके, और देकर मैं निश्चिंत हो जाना चाहता हूँ। और वो पात्र तू है नरेन, तू है। हाँ, मैं जानता हूँ प्रभु तुम कौन हो। तुम सप्तऋषि मंडल के एक ऋषि हो, नर रूप में अवतरित नारायण हो, जीवों के उद्धार और कल्याण के लिए ही देह धारण की है। भारत माँ और लोगों का सहारा बनोगे। हाँ, ठहरो, यहाँ बैठो। भगवती का प्रसाद है, विशेष प्रसाद, सिर्फ तुम्हारे लिए माँ ने भेजा है।
जी नहीं, मेरे दोस्त बाहर इंतजार कर रहे हैं, मुझे जाना है।
तो उनके लिए अलग से देता हूँ ना, पर तू ठहर जा, माँ ने खास तेरे लिए भेजा है।
ये आदमी कौन है, क्या चाहता है, कहीं पागल तो नहीं? मुझे सप्तऋषि मंडल का ऋषि और अवतार कहता है।
बैठ। मैं तुझे अपने हाथों से खिलाता हूँ, अपने हाथों से खिलाता हूँ। आ बैठ, आ इधर बैठ। ये ले, खा नरेन, खा। और खा। ले, और ये ले, खा।
क्या आपने भगवान के दर्शन किए हैं?
हाँ, किए हैं, बिल्कुल किए हैं। ठीक ऐसे ही जैसे इस वक्त मैं तुम्हें देख रहा हूँ, बल्कि इससे भी निकट और स्पष्ट रूप से दर्शन किए हैं। क्या तुम ईश्वर के दर्शन करना चाहते हो? अरे ईश्वर तो बहुत सरल है रे, और सहज भी, बस लोगों ने ही इसे मुश्किल बना दिया है। सरल हो तो वो ईश्वर कैसा? वो तो पेचीदा न समझ में आने वाला होना चाहिए। कितना अज्ञानी है। पर ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं है रे। ईश्वर को देख भी सकते हो, बातें भी कर सकते हो, बस सरल निश्चल मन हो तो वो सहज भी है और सुलभ भी। पर ईश्वर से बातें कौन करना चाहता है? हाँ, बस चाहता है ईश्वर नहीं, धन दौलत, पत्नी, पुत्र, जमीन जायदाद, सबके सब भिखारी की तरह। बड़ी दया आती है रे इनके अज्ञान पर, कितने दुखी हैं। और सबसे बड़ा दुख है अज्ञान,
बच्चे, तुझे इनका अज्ञान मिटाना है, तभी गरीबी भुखमरी दूर हो सकती है। तुझे ही ये काम करना है, ये माँ का संकल्प है।
कैसा काम? मैं तो एक साधारण कॉलेज छात्र हूँ।
मैं थोड़ी ही कह रहा हूँ, माँ जैसा मुझे दिखाती है वही तो कहता हूँ तुम्हें।
माँ दिखा रही है? इस पत्थर की मूर्ति को आप माँ कह रहे हो? मैं मूर्ति पूजा में विश्वास नहीं करता।
ये पत्थर की मूर्ति नहीं, साक्षात माँ है रे, साक्षात माँ है।
यही मुझे सब कुछ बताती है। तुझे भी यहाँ यही लेके आई है? हाँ,
हरे हिदोय नरेन के लिए शरबत ले आ।
ये आदमी तो सचमुच में पागल लगता है। ये आपका अंधविश्वास नहीं है क्या?
अरे विश्वास है, तभी तो अंधा है रे। आँखें हैं तो बुद्धि है, बुद्धि है तो तर्क है, और तर्क है तो मुक्ति कहाँ है? मुक्ति कहाँ? केवल अहंकार और दुख, दुख ही दुख, बस दुख ही दुख।
मैं नहीं मानता इन बातों को।
अरे छोड़ ना इन बातों को, आ शरबत पी। हे शो, आ आ आ बैठ, आए शरबत पी, आ पीना। क्या हुआ? ओ मक्खियां हैं, देख रहा है नरेन इन मक्खियों को? ये बाहर ही बाहर मंडराते हुए रस का स्वाद चखना चाहती हैं, भीतर जाने से डरती हैं कि डूब जाएंगी। यही हाल लोगों का है, ज्ञान की बातें करते हैं पर अनुभव नहीं करना चाहते, डूबना नहीं चाहते उस ज्ञान में। भूल जाते हैं कि इस ज्ञान के रस में डूबकर ज्ञानी नहीं खुद ज्ञान बन जाओगे। ज्ञान और अनुभव के बिना भला ज्ञान कैसा? हमारी सोच गहरी होनी चाहिए, मन तो संसार के साथ जुड़ा हुआ है नरे, धन की चाह और विषय वासनाओं को छोड़कर जो उपासना में मन लगाते हैं उन्हीं को ईश्वर की प्राप्ति होती है।
इनकी बातें समझ से परे हैं, पर न जाने क्यों इनमें सच्चाई दिखती है। अच्छा अब मैं चलता हूँ।
नरेन फिर आना, हाँ जरूर आना।
दिस मीटिंग set Narendra's mind in a roller coaster of doubt and belief. हाँ, मैं भगवान के दर्शन करने का इच्छुक हूँ, पर क्या उस अनुभव के लिए मैं तैयार हूँ? ये विचार उसे सताने लगा। ठाकुर जी ने पहली चिंगारी तो लगा दी थी, उसे दधकती ज्वाला बनने का क्रम अब शुरू हो चुका था। इधर कुछ लोग ऐसे भी थे जो ठाकुर पर विशेष कृपा दृष्टि रखते थे, जलते थे उनसे और तरह तरह के षड्यंत्र रचते थे उन्हें बदनाम करने के लिए। कभी कंचन तो कभी कामिनी का प्रलोभन उनके रास्ते में फेंका जाता, लेकिन माँ की मस्ती में डूबे ठाकुर जी को कहाँ होश था या खबर इन सब बातों की जो वो अपने बचाव की कोशिश भी करते।
सबके दुख दूर करती है माँ, सबके दुख दूर करती है तू। नरेन को थोड़ी सी सद्बुद्धि नहीं दे सकती? बहुत अशांत है उसका मन माँ, बहुत अशांत है। थोड़ी थोड़ी स्थिरता दे दे उसे माँ, थोड़ी स्थिरता दे दे।
जाओ जाओ।
तुझे पत्थर की मूर्ति कहता है, तू क्या पत्थर की मूर्ति है? बोल, मैं क्या मूर्ख हूँ? समझता नहीं? कत सुंदर रूप माँ, आज तूने कितना सुंदर रूप धारण किया है माँ। हाँ नहीं, मैं समझ गया माँ, तू मुझे माया जाल में फंसा रही है, मेरी परीक्षा ले रही है। एक तरफ इतना सुंदर रूप और दूसरी तरफ ये विकराल मुद्रा। लेकिन मैं नहीं फंसने वाला। मैं नहीं फंसने वाला, मैं तो तुझे हर रूप में पहचान लूंगा। हाँ, हर रूप में माँ, हर रूप में।
इनको तो मुझ जैसी पापिन में भी माँ नजर आती है। इतनी महान सोच और मैं इतना बड़ा पाप करने जा रही थी। हे भगवान, क्षमा कर दो मुझे। प्रभु, क्षमा कर दो, क्षमा कर दो।
अरे शौर्पुनास,
ललिता के ऊपर जैसे बिजली गिरी, पाप का रास्ता छोड़ दिया और ठाकुर जी की भक्त बन गई। घटनाक्रम का यह चक्र बहुत तेजी से चलता रहा। कई घटनाएं घटी जिन्होंने नरेन के जीवन में उथल पुथल पैदा कर दी। गुरुदेव का स्वास्थ्य बिगड़ने लगा। डॉक्टर्स ने कहा रोहिणी रोग यानी कैंसर है। इधर नरेन के पिताजी का अचानक देहांत हो गया। घर की आर्थिक स्थिति बिगड़ने लगी तो वक्त की रोटी के लाले पड़ गए। ठाकुर जी के पास पहुंचे, कहा आप माँ से मेरे बारे में बात करो। ठाकुर बोले, मैं तो कभी भी माँ से कुछ नहीं मांगता, तू खुद जाकर मांग। नरेन जिस पत्थर की मूर्ति पर विश्वास नहीं करता था और सदा उसका मजाक उड़ाता था, जब उसी मूर्ति के सामने खड़ा हुआ तो मुंह से निकला,
माँ मुझे ज्ञान दो, भक्ति दो, वैराग्य दो माँ।
बल मा शैवा को थाया छे नव घन शाम, नईले मगो वृथाई जे तोर जगन मतारा।
मांग लिया माँ से जो मांगने आया था। तीन बार गया माँ के सामने, पर तुझसे नहीं मांगा गया जो तेरे नसीब में है ही नहीं, सांसारिक सुख भोग। नहीं रे नहीं, तू आया है इस धरती पर जन कल्याण और लोक सेवा के लिए, तेरी नियति ही यही है रे।
पर मुझे तो मुक्ति चाहिए, भुक्ति नहीं, भुक्ति नहीं।
ये कहते हुए तुझे लाज नहीं आई? कहां तो मुझे मां दिखा रही है कि आने वाले समय में तू एक विशाल वटवृक्ष बनकर सैकड़ों संतप्त लोगों को शीतल छाया देगा, और कहां आज अपनी ही मुक्ति के लिए तू व्यग्र हो उठा है। इतना छोटा है आदर्श तेरा, तुझे मानवता की सेवा करनी है, मानवता की सेवा करनी है तुझे, तू चाहे या न चाहे मां तेरी गर्दन पकड़ कर करवा लेगी। तू न कर, तेरी हड्डियां करेंगी।
कुछ समय और बीता, गुरुदेव की तबीयत बिगड़ती गई। कुछ और नवयुवक साथी नरेंद्र के साथ ठाकुर के शिष्य बन गए और उनकी सेवा में जुड़ गए।
पढ़ना क्यों छोड़ दिया रे?
आपके पास कोई औषधि है जिसे खाकर आज तक का पढ़ा लिखा सब भूल सकूं?
मां से पूछना, पूछ के तो देख।
आप भी तो माँ का ही स्वरूप हैं। आप क्यों नहीं कहते कि वो आपका रोग ठीक कर दें?
एक बार कहा था, हाँ कहा था, कहा था, माँ बड़ा कष्ट होता है खाते समय। सुनकर माँ क्या बोली जानता है? बोली, एक मुंह बंद हो गया तो क्या हुआ, तू तो सौ मुख से खाता है ना, नरेन खाता है, राखाल खाता है, बाबूराम और निमाई भी तो खाता है, तो ये तेरे मुख नहीं हुए क्या? इन मुख का खाना क्या तेरा खाना नहीं हुआ? भूल जा इस कष्ट को, नष्ट हो जाने दे इस नश्वर शरीर को, मिल जाने दे आत्मा को परमात्मा से।
ठाकुर,
ये आंसू पोंछ दे नरेन, ये आंसू मुझे जाने नहीं देंगे रे, वरना मैं तो कब का जा चुका होता।
देवी माँ से एक बार, सिर्फ एक बार कह के तो देखिए।
बंधन में मत पान नरेन मुझे, माँ ऐसा नहीं चाहती।
ठाकुर, ये सन्यासी के कपड़े दे गया है कोई? कहा ठाकुर जी जिसे चाहे दे दें।
मेरे सन्यासी तो यही हैं रे, इन्हीं को दे दे, इन्हीं को दे दे।
ठाकुर
नरेन, मेरे पास अब ज्यादा समय नहीं है, मैंने तो पहले ही माँ को तुझे सौंप दिया था रे, आज आज तुम्हारे इन साथियों को
मैं तुझे सौंपता हूँ नरेन, इनकी साधना और जीवन दोनों तेरे हाथ सौंपता हूँ।
नहीं ठाकुर, ये इतनी बड़ी जिम्मेदारी मुझसे नहीं संभाली जाएगी।
ले, आज मैंने मेरा सब कुछ तुझे दे दिया, अब मेरे पास कुछ भी नहीं है, मैं बिल्कुल खाली भिखारी हो गया हूँ, बिल्कुल भिखारी हो गया हूँ। लेकिन मैंने जो तुझे दिया है वो तुझे लोगों में बांटना है, उनके भले के लिए, ये तुझे करना होगा नरेन, करना होगा।
ये अपने आप को ईश्वर का रूप मानते हैं, राम और कृष्ण का अवतार मानते हैं, फिर इन्हें इतना कष्ट क्यों?
नरेन अभी भी शंका से ग्रस्त है। इधर आ, इधर आ। अरे जो राम है वही कृष्ण है, और वही इस शरीर में राम कृष्ण है रे, राम कृष्ण है, तनिक संदेह ना कर। नरेन, नरेन, मुझे वो खीर पिला दे, मुझे वो खीर पिला दे। माँ का प्रसाद है, सारे बंधन टूट चुके हैं। इस पंछी का समय हो गया रे, एक ढाल से दूसरी फिर तीसरी, अनगिनत ढालों पर मंडराता रहा, अब ये खुले आकाश में उड़ना चाहता है, उड़कर उस तारामंडल में मिल जाना चाहता है, उस तारामंडल में। यस्मिन् कथा न निवर्तन्ति भूया, अहमात्मा गुडाकेश सर्वभूताशय स्थित, अहम् आदिश्चम् मध्यम् च भूतानाम् अन्तेव च मा मा मा।
कृष्ण परमहंस जी के ब्रह्म में लीन होने के बाद ही नरेंद्र के आध्यात्मिक जीवन की शुरुआत हुई। संन्यास जीवन धारण किया, नरेंद्रनाथ से स्वामी विवेकानंद बने, गुरुदेव का लोक सेवा और लोक उद्धार का सपना अब उनके जीवन का एकमात्र लक्ष्य बन गया। भारत भ्रमण करते हुए उत्तरी भारत से लेकर दक्षिण में कन्याकुमारी तक कठोर साधना की। उन्हीं दिनों विवेकानंद जी ने एक स्वप्न देखा, जिसमें गुरुदेव समुद्र की लहरों पर किनारे से पश्चिम दिशा की ओर चलते हुए नजर आए, साथ ही आशीर्वाद देते हुए बोले, तुझे अभेदान देता हूँ, जा माँ के स्वप्न को पूरा कर। धर्म की शक्तियां निसंदेह उनके साथ जुड़ गईं, मां का आशीर्वाद भी मिला। और फिर आया वह दिन जिसके लिए भारत मां के इस सपूत ने जन्म लिया था। विदेशों की यात्रा करते हुए पार्लियामेंट ऑफ रिलीजन्स में भाग लेने के लिए अमेरिका पहुंचे। शिकागो शहर के आर्ट इंस्टीट्यूट के भव्य हॉल ऑफ कोलंबस में 11 सितंबर 1893 के दिन स्वामी जी ने लगभग 4000 समस्त संसार से आए हुए विभिन्न धर्मों के प्रतिनिधियों को संबोधित किया।
I now call upon Swami Vivekananda from India to come upon the dais and address us.
From India, he seems to be nervous. Oh no.
Mahadevi Saraswati, Bahimam, Bahimam.
अभय दान देता हूं तुझे, जाओ मां का स्वप्न पूरा करो।
माय डियर सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स ऑफ अमेरिका,
ब्रावो ब्रावो,
हेल स्वामी, हेल इंडिया, हानल्ला।
Please, let him continue. Silence, please.
It fills my heart with joy unspeakable to rise in response to the warm and cordial welcome which you have given us. I thank you in the name of the most ancient order of the monks in the world. I am proud to belong to a religion which has taught the world both tolerance and universal acceptance. We believe not only in universal toleration, but we accept all religions as true.
Well, the rest is history. A small monk from India became the voice of the world religions. These 4,000 men and women, the best of the minds from across the globe, had stood up spontaneously, knowing not why they were applauding. But deep inside them, something got stirred up, proving men were related not so much by the blood running in their veins as by the universal consciousness flowing in their hearts, establishing fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. To quote newspaper New York Herald, Vivekananda is undoubtedly the greatest figure in the Parliament of Religions. After listening to him, we feel how foolish it is to send missionaries to their learned nation. Yes, that was Vivekananda, a giant of a spiritual master who brought so much of glory to his motherland. Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is achieved, was his clarion call to his fellow countrymen on his return. To the youth he had said, let us all feel proud of our heritage, the heritage of Mother India. Feel the mother as a child feels its mother. Let me feel, I am India, the whole of India. The land is my body. The Cape Comorin is my feet, the Himalayas my head. From my hair flows the Ganges and Yamuna. From the head, the Brahmaputra and Indus. The Coromandel and Malabar are my legs. The east and the west are my arms.
and I spread them to embrace the whole of humanity. I am universal in love. My spirit is the soul of all. When I walk, I feel India walking. When I breathe, I feel India breathing. When I speak, I feel it is India speaking. I am India. I am Shankara. I am Shiva. This is the highest form of bhakti. This is true patriotism. This is practical Vedanta. All of you proudly say, Jai Bharati.
An enchanting display of patriotism. We will now have the bhajans.
Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari. Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari. Ram Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari 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 Hari. Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari. Narayana Hari Hari Vasudeva 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 Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari. Ram Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari. Narayana Hari Hari Vasudeva Hari Hari. Narayana Hari Hari Vasudeva Hari Hari. Narayana Hari Hari Vasudeva Hari Hari. Krishna Vasudeva Narayana Hari Hari.
He Govinda He Ananda Nanda Gopala.
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
Hare Thank you. Sai Baba Ji Ki
Jai.